It's very unfortunate for the security forces to get into a political space. In a democratic constitutionalism, what we have is that the secret forces serve the government of the day, and they allow the political process to take its course without interference. That is the fundamental issue. That's why it's called a constitutional crisis, because you have soldiers now participating and interfering in the political process. And what you have in Utu at the moment, you have a prime minister who is not really a politician. He's a businessman who has gone in there to say he's going to resolve issues that politicians are not able to do. But he has done so by getting into the political space. And when you're in the political space, you are expected to play the political game and follow the rules. Now, what you have with parliamentarians, whether they are pursuing selfish interest, is that they are not convinced that it's taking the Sotho in the right direction. And it may be that what they are pursuing are narrow interests. But you do not suspend democracy to promote democracy.
Professor, it was because of this, what I would call constant changes of government in Lesotho, that SADC came in and asked for a reform of the political system, particularly what it would take to introduce a vote of no confidence in the prime minister, which is 2/3. Now, the prime minister is saying that he would like for that reform process to take place.
Yeah, but what he's actually saying, if he has confidence in himself, that motion should be defeated. Because ultimately, the people must be able to dictate. It cannot be SADC. SADC can make a suggestion to say, let us go this route, and we think this route is the best way. But now to suspend the right of the people through the parliamentary representatives to express themselves, it is now like having a country that is now ruled by SADC. I do think that sometimes people must be allowed to make their own mistakes and correct them. But as soon as we start having external supervision, then you're going to also create another instability where the people say the government that we have here is not the government of the people of Lesotho. It's the government of SADC.
So, Professor, let me ask you before I let you go. The introduction of the security forces, the police particularly, barring some members of parliament to even come to parliament, who is supposed to rein in the police?
Well, that is where the crisis comes in. Because what the police, what the security forces are doing, they are undermining the free expression of the will of the people through their parliamentary representative. And if that is allowed, there's nothing that suggests that this is a one time only. Effectively, if the security forces are not happy with something, then they're going to undermine the democratic process and undermine parliament. And this is something that should not be allowed, because we've seen the interventions of security forces in the rest of the continent, that once they're there, they then end up being removed by other security agencies. And then you start having military dictatorship repeating itself. So I do think that the AU and SADC must be very concerned. They must accept that we've made a suggestion. But ultimately, the people of the Sotho must decide that.
Professor, thank you so much again. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
You're welcome.